Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. We're going to examine the halachas of testimony relating to Avelus. This is Simon Reish Yud Ches 218 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It is a very short simon. There's only four questions today, and that is, what type of testimony would allow a person to observe Avelus? So a person may begin mourning on the basis of even one witness, Eid Echad, a witness who heard it from another mistress, a witness which is an Eid Mipi Eid, and a disinterested statement of a non-Jew talking Meseach Lefitumai, just describing they saw that somebody had died and they have no agenda in this. One may rely on all of these three options to start Avelus. Does this type of Eidos, this type of testimony help when it comes to monetary law or remarriage? The answer is no, but Avelus has a lower bar to begin. We saw just earlier as a reminder that in cases where it is a situation of aguna, where it's not sure if a woman may be remarried, then the avelus is not started to avoid a conflict of the way that it's perceived. How should one act if a person receives a letter about a relative's death but is not clear as to whether it is within 30 days or after 30 days from the death, so whether it's a shmur karova or a shmur rechoika? So we say like this. If the writer is not learned in Torah, we assume that the relative just sent it out as soon as it was, and we assume therefore it's a shmur krova, and therefore avelus should be observed. But if the writer is learned in Torah and it doesn't describe that it's within 30 days or not, we assume the death was more than 30 days earlier, since the Torah scholar or person who's learned would have specified the date if it was within 30 days for people to know. So if it's just a person who's not learned and it happens to be a default letter, then we assume it's immediate. And if it's a learned person, we assume that it's after the 30 days. What if the letter reports the death of one's father or mother? So in that case, even if it's from a learned person, we assume that they must observe mourning because it is customary to notify a child immediately of the death of a parent. And we assume that therefore this was immediate and therefore is a shmua karova, a current report. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful meeting.